Welcome to this St. Louis Magazine podcast. My name is Stephen Schenkenberg. I'm the editor here. I'm joined today by Margaret Bauer, the magazine's assistant editor, to talk about one of the major packages in this month's issue. The cover story is the 52 most powerful people in St. Louis. Elsewhere on our website, we will have a video interview with Malcolm Gay, the magazine's editor at large, who steered forward that project. But here for this podcast, we're here to talk with Margaret about top singles. And this year's story is called Aces of Hearts. And welcome, Margaret.
Hi.
So can you just first take me back a little bit and explain basically what this is and how long the magazine's been doing it?
Okay, so top singles, we've been doing it. We started doing it in 2003, so this is our sixth year doing this. It's kind of cover package per se, it's like a linked from the cover package. Mm-hmm. And so it's basically, we started off the first year, we had 20 singles chosen. Mm. And I would say we've definitely gotten a good bit more selective since then. We only had about 100 nominations that year, and this year we're up to like 280.
Wow. And so so what is the time period that people have when they're pouring these into your desk?
So we put up a nomination form on the website starting in May, and they had until June 30th, so, you know, a good couple months to kind of put in nominations for their friends, put in nominations for themselves if they wanted to, and in general, just kind of put themselves out there into mm-hmm. that process.
What's the nomination form like? What's on it?
Let's see, we look for your name, your number, basic information like that, but also, you know, your occupation, whether you're... and kind of a brief description of what the person does or what you do if you're nominating yourself.
But there are also some questions, I'm guessing, that are getting at, you know, some of the less formulaic stats about individuals and things that are going to reveal their character.
Yeah, it's basically like, why is this person awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah. And why should we, what are you saying about them? Why should we go for them?
Right.
But I mean, that nomination process is... it's just kind of putting their name in the ring, mm-hmm. you know, throwing the hat in the ring, so to speak. Yeah.
So what are you and the rest of the staff looking for when you're going through 280 of these? Because none of us are looking to date these people. It's against the rules.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, what types of characteristics are you looking for?
Just people who are accomplished, you know, who aren't dry, who aren't, you know, boring, who have some life, as it turned out, a lot of the people we have chosen in the last few years, at least, they're people who are kind of going in five directions at once, mm-hmm. you know, they're people, not only that, it's not just that they're busy, it's that they're doing things that they're really passionate about, mm. and that's definitely something we look for.
Right. So what's the process like once the decision's made? Are you the one that are calling these people and letting them know?
So yeah, once we've got all those nominations in, then I got a hold of, you know, all 280 people and told them, okay, here's a questionnaire, and it's got some silly questions, it's got some basic questions, you know, where do you live, what's your age, what do you do, but also, what are you passionate about, what kind of music do you like,
right.
you know, what would your ideal date be, things
right.
like that. And
right.
so we got those back, and not all of the 280 people responded. We got maybe, I'd say, 130 back out of that, and mm-hmm. so people kind of winnowed themselves out at that point. But so once
had you had anybody who had started dating someone in the meantime and said I'm opting out?
There were a couple. Yeah, there were definitely a couple who kind of, and actually there were some who after that said, you know, I was dating someone when I first got this, but it's changed, so can I still do this? There was a little bit of that in there. But so at that point, when we've got like 130, you know, these forms back, we've got like a stack foot tall of forms on my desk, mm-hmm. then we go through and we look at, you know, everyone's responses, everyone's photos, you know, see what these people are interested in, you know, who sticks out to us. Mm-hmm. And so from that whole process, we got the 16 top singles.
Mm-hmm. And so you called them and let them know, and then
yeah.
we do a big photo shoot and mm-hmm. Matt O'Shea again this year was the one photographing them, photographed them individually. Just for the next couple of minutes, if you could pick out a few people and sort of introduce us to them.
So we have a whole range of professions, and we have a whole range of ages too. The age range is from like anywhere from 24 to 48, and that encompasses a wide range of people. We've mm-hmm. got project managers, we've got a guy who sings opera, we've got a guy who's, you know, a prospective heir to the Hotly Cheese family.
He stuck out. You know,
he was a lot of fun to talk to, actually. Yeah. I mean, yeah. There were some unexpected things there. He's pretty young, and he's, you know, he likes to travel. He's been to France, he's traveled Europe. Actually, that's kind of a thing that sticks out with a lot of these people. Mm-hmm. They're very curious about the world. They're interested in a lot of different mm-hmm. things. Mm-hmm. There's one woman, Kathy Doan. She's an optometrist, but she leads medical missions. She's actually led a medical mission back to her home country, back to Vietnam, mm-hmm. Because when she was 7 years old, she escaped from Vietnam in a canoe with her family. It's a very, very dramatic tale. And so when she came back, you know, she's fighting corruption there. She's doing all of this. So we have some people who are really serious about what they're doing, but she likes to have fun too. Yeah. You know, she likes to go traveling with her girlfriends on the weekends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy who has kayaked in Antarctica, mm-hmm. you know. He's stood on, you know, mountaintops and things like that. But at the same time, you know, he likes to play music. He's got a massive stereo system.
Right,
you know,
that, yeah.
Likes to go on a good date at Riddles or something like that.
Yeah.
There's also the guy who's on the cover, Brad Gutting. He's very much in touch with his artistic side as well as his physical side. Mm-hmm. He likes to, you know, likes to work out. He likes to rock out.
Mm-hmm.
But also likes to have a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. He works at Cannonball Advertising, and those guys, they're crazy. From what he told me, you know, they're shooting each other in the office with water guns.
Right.
They're, you know, putting couches on each other's desks. That's what I really like in this mm-hmm. process. Like, yeah, oh, top singles, it's kind of a silly contest. It's fun. It's something to kind of get people involved with the magazine. But at the same time, for me as a writer,
mm-hmm.
this is great. It's the opportunity to kind of work on my ability to profile somebody in just that snippet, you mm-hmm. know, that you get. And try to encapsulate, I mean, actually, as Brad himself pointed out, he was kind of railing against this. He was like, you know, you can't really encapsulate somebody, and the media always tries to do that.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, it's my opportunity to try to carry across who these people really
mm-hmm.
are.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of fun.
That's great. Well, readers will have a chance to get to know them on the page starting about October 28th or 29th is when this will be on newsstands. But they'll also have a chance probably to meet these folks.
Yeah, yeah. We're having... on November 26th, we're having our Mix Singles event. It's going to be out at Ameristar's home nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's going to be, it's Thanksgiving Eve. It's our big, we've had this every year for the past couple of years. It's a lot of fun. Everybody says that the singles have their own little VIP area
mm-hmm.
so they can kind of, you know, mingle with each other, get to know each other a little bit more. But everyone else gets to meet them too. So
that's great. Well, we'll let anybody listening know that they can go to stlmag.com and find out information on how to attend that party. If you've read this piece and want to provide us feedback, that's always welcome. Write us at feedback@stlmag.com. Thanks very much, Margaret, for talking about Top Singles 08.
Thank you.